Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, sorry, I was reading chat, not even paying attention. I'm usually waiting for Rudo to say, welcome to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast. This is Eric, this is Megan. Good to have you guys with us. Tiff's with us. A few bombshells in the NHL today. Oh my God. Like, we were excited yesterday because of the Lindholm trade. You know? Yeah. And then we left here yesterday and we're like, hey, maybe something else is going to happen, you know, which makes... Not that we could talk hockey all day long, doesn't matter, but it just makes things a little like more fun and more fresh and when things happen. So, you know, let's go start right off with a hot topic here, which is the, you know, second line center. We all know what everybody's itching and wanting to see what the Avs are going to do. And, you know, a guy that was on a lot of teams' lists, quite frankly, because we talked about it yesterday when Lindholm was gone. I mean, we said it here on the show. We're like, Monahan is the second best center available, whether you like him or not. I'm not saying he's the greatest fit for the Avs. We talked about that. I'm saying, but he is healthy. He is playing well. He is a smart player, and he's a versatile player. So you knew that. We said yesterday, Winnipeg, Boston, I mean, Avs. Hey, listen, everyone's fighting for who's going to get what, because we all know that. A lot of teams have that hole there at the 2C. Right. So Sean Monahan gone to Winnipeg for a first round pick this year and a conditional third, I believe, right?
Yeah, 2027,
which is like, you know, God, add 3-4 more years. So you're talking about like maybe a player in 2031, you know what I mean? By the time he comes to fruition, man, years are going by. Holy cow, 2031. That's crazy. Anyway, so what do you think? Sean Monahan, what do you think it does? Like, let's talk about it in different ways. Like, do you like the deal? B, do you like the price? C, what does that mean for the Avs? How's that? You know what I mean? Let's do it like this. You know what I mean? Like the next few minutes, not give me the answers right away. We'll dissect it one at a time.
I might have preferred he not go to a central division opponent.
Sure.
All things considered, but like we discussed, next available player in the centerman market, but still someone I referred to as like a plan B or C for the Avs, I don't think it would have been their plan A. That's not to say that doesn't make me feel some type of way seeing that name come off the board just a day after the Lindholm trade. It sort of sets a sense of urgency in the market that I wasn't feeling 3 days ago. Yep. And thankfully, though, I still have a lot of faith in the Avs front office. I go back to the cup year and Claude Giroux, that there was a greater plan in play that I don't think, because of the last 48 hours, the Avs need to react to this, because I think this is an outcome they had to have prepared themselves for if they were in on Monahan to begin with. Because we'd heard a first round pick was going to be at minimum the cost to acquire Monahan. Yep. And I think just having heard whispers of that, people thought that might be a little rich for the Avs to part with, because they're just there's pros and cons to Monahan in Colorado. Yep. And to that end, I think it's good asset management for Montreal. They get a first-round pick from Calgary when they acquire his contract in the first place, and now they get one from the Jets to part ways with him. So they really received a lot in return and made the most then of what Monahan was to their group. And then as far as the Jets, it was a need. Yep. They needed to fill it, and he was the next available player. I'll be curious to see how he fits in the Jets lineup moving forward. And I still have a confidence, though, that there's a different move that's even better for the Avs than this one.
We're speculating, right? We said it yesterday. Sean Monahan might not have been on their radar.
Right.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Right. We're assuming here. We're taking names that are available, then it's not hard to figure out who's going to get moved, right? We all knew Lindholm was going to move. Monahan, next one is Henrique. Next one is, who else do we got there at center? I mean, a centerman position is always a hotter commodity at the deadline, right? You know, but there'll be some other guys. I mean, again, we talked about it yesterday. Tiff brought it up. Gensel, you know, like, what's Pittsburgh going
to
do? You know what I mean? Again, we'll talk about it later, but you lose a few games and look at LA, and now there's a new coach, right? So we'll talk about that later. But I'm saying, so Pittsburgh, who knows? They might win five in a row. Next thing you know, it's like, man, we're in this. You know what I mean? Or you lose five in a row, and you're like, wow, that's a tough task. So I think you're in that sweet spot right now of four or five games of swing things for teams that are not sure if they're sellers or buyers or, you know what I mean? And then, which is fair, and it's a tough thing to do. And, you know, especially if you're the Penguins, right, with the assets that they have and the types of assets, you know, the players like Crosby and, you know, and for your fan base, it's hard. It is hard to throw in the towel. Like, you're basically throwing the towel. You know what I mean? You're saying, you know, thanks for coming, but on to next year. It's hard, you know. But Monahan, I like Sean Monahan. I do. I think he's a good fit in Winnipeg. I didn't think he was going to necessarily be a good fit for the Avs. We talked about that. I think you and I agree. And the fellows, Rudo and AJ, do too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit like Rigel, right? In the sense that it's the pace is not there. You know what I mean? His pace, I mean, to his credit, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
It's a lot better since he got his surgery done and,
absolutely,
you know, he's found his groove this year. He's having a good season. He is going to be a good fit for Winnipeg's got some injuries too. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Shifley's and, you know what I mean? Those are big pieces. So I think they had to protect themselves a little bit, and that was the right move for them. And they've played so good. You know, Halifax's been so good. They're playing so well within their system. Nothing's bothered them. Start of the year bonus was gone, right? Taking care of his wife that was sick, and Arneal took over, and they didn't miss a beat. You know what I mean? And they've been solid all year long. I mean, we talk about it. We joke all the time. Like, it's always three goals and under, and it's almost ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's like a given. You know what I mean? So they've played really well within their structure, within their limits. And the most important thing, I think Winnipeg has had guys that want to be there. You know, I think they got rid of guys that didn't look like wanted to be there. You know what I mean? So I think it makes a big difference in the locker room. But, hey, good on the Jets. This seems to be the market right now, you know, to switch the subject a little bit on. This seems to be the market. Lindholm kind of said it 2 days ago. Monahan, it's a first and a prospect. Do I think Henrique is going for a first? I believe so. That's just me. I'm just saying. Would I do it? I don't know. I'm going to sit on the fence on this one right now. I'm going to breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do believe he's going for a first. You know what I mean? And that just seems to be what the asking. And again, there was a little domino effect a couple of days ago, but now we'll see too. And maybe a guy like, if he's not getting it, you know, the first round pick, Verby might sit on it for a bit, right? You know what I mean? And just see and hope to get it. You know what I mean? Again, we're not on the conversations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People can speculate all they want, but there will be some suitors for Adam Henrique. There will be. More than one. Again, Boston's still out there. Boston and the Avs in the same boat, kind of, you know, with the same problem in a sense, down the middle. They're playing well. They're getting goaltending. But again, we talk about the Avs. We know it's something they want, but we said it yesterday. The way their decor is built, it does soften, you know, the the type of extra sentiment you might get. You might get more, and you know, we can look into those names too if you want right away. Like we said it yesterday, if it's a trade for, because they're not UFAs, but Scott Laughton,
yeah,
or Yanni Gourde. You know, yeah. Again, Yanni Gourde makes a lot of money. I don't know how you make that happen. You have to shed some salary, you know. Easier said than done sometimes. Just so you know, people, it's easier said than done. It's not just like, oh, yeah, unload that for 50%. Well, yeah, you need the other person to say yes. You know what I mean? So, and those guys are working hard. I agree with Megan. I think we all agree here. C-Mac and the crew, they got their plan. And
yeah.
They're, you know... Yeah, they're in the trenches now, and they probably knew that these things were going to happen. And, you know, sometimes it's like their target might have been Henrique all along. You know, we don't know that. And then sometimes it's just what it costs for Lindholm and what it costs for Monahan that makes you think like, oh, shoot. You know what I mean? We weren't going to give up a first round, but we might have to now. I don't know. Again, it'll be interesting to see, but... We can get on those pictures if you want of, you know, is Laughton or...
Because I think, you know, some of these players... You know,
or Boone Jenner, sorry, yeah.
That's just a name.
Yeah.
These fans have been attached to each deadline. And the reason he's coming up on day two of our conversations, I think, is because I don't know, especially given the situation Columbus is in right now, that they would consider parting ways with... their captain. And I think part of the issue is Patrick Laine entering the player assistance program changes things. Laine was a name that you heard that they were planning to shop, and now that's a player that isn't available to them. And so I think that makes Boone Jenner even more important to Columbus. It's a group that's lacking a little bit of structure and identity at the moment, and I just don't think that they could afford to. And honestly, the production... It would still be an improvement over Raijo, but I don't know if it would be to the expectation of a top six player the way people have thought so. And then that would, alongside the conversation around cost, be the concern with a player like Boone Jenner. I know Darren Dreger mentioned that Boone Jenner was drawing interest, but it's just unlikely that Columbus would move on from him.
Yeah, and again, it's been such a... I don't want to say shit show, but it's been a... been a long year in Columbus, right? Started in the summer with the coaching and naming the coach, and you know, it's just been a long road, right? It just hasn't been right. Things haven't gone well. Injuries have been just catastrophic again, right? You know what I mean? They've had some injuries. I mean, again, I don't think it's a team that can afford to have one injury,
right?
You know what I mean? So yeah, maybe I'm making it sound like worse than it is, but you know, they lost Fantilli last. Now he's out 8 weeks, right? That was like last game or whatever it was, 4 days ago. He got the cut slice.
Yes.
So yeah, it just seems like everything is just like going wrong.
Right.
Got a guy in the paper, like media, saying he should be in the NHL and he's not happy. I mean, like it just seems like just weird things. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of weird things on. So Boone Jenner, like, again, yeah, he brings some stability there. It sounds like he's the one that always says that he loves playing in Columbus and, you know, always wants to stay. So I think it's important for a franchise. And again, I think it's just, it's like anything else, right? They're in their office and they're like, well, what if someone gives us a first round pick? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, we might have, we love Boone Jenner, but we'll let him go. You know what I mean? Like, I,
future planning.
You know what I mean? So I think everybody has a sweet spot. Like, where are they willing to let go or go get things? Well, we'll see. But, I mean, it's certainly it'd be a good fit, but it's more, like you said, like it's more, you know, lower-end center option in my book, you know, in your book, my book, than maybe some guys that are available, you know what I mean? So how about the next one? Let's go to the next graphic. It's again, we talked a little bit yesterday, right?
I mean, starting to like it more and more. I'm warming on it.
Yeah. I don't think this is a guy that's like production is, I think it's more the intangibles that he brings, and you know, he just plays hard. He's a heart and soul guy. He would be very similar to Gourde, that, you know, on the next slide that we have, but in a sense, you know what I mean? Like I'm saying like Gord's got a little more giddy up in his game, you know, like, he's a little crazy, you know, like, but Laughton does too. And You know, they play hard. He's a disciplined player. What I mean by that is every face-off, he knows what his assignment is. Every assignment in the D-zone, he knows what's up. He's not going to be the one messing up. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be the one cleaning up.
Yeah.
He'll score the big goal when he has to do. I mean, it would be a good fit for the Avs. Again, if you have to trade Bo Byram for that, then you don't do that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to compare like things, but I don't know. I don't know what it would cost, but it would be certainly something to look at if Philly is. And if you go back to Tortorella, when the Avs played them like 5-6 games ago, he did say, "Oh, it's gonna be painful for some fans here because they're gonna be mad that we're gonna move on for some guys." And he's right because they're doing the rebuild, right?
Right.
You know, I don't know, for a guy, it sounded like a guy like in my book that he was talking about like. Scott Laughton, you know what I mean? It sure sounded like that, you know what I mean? So, again, we're not going to pull it out of towards his mouth, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, you're saying good guys, good, you know, good players, and, you know, they just fall in that age group, and I think that's what I mean. I think Laughton falls in that group. Maybe we're wrong, but it would be a good asset, you know, for depending on what the Avs would give, obviously.
He's 29 years old. I think you're not out of line suggesting that might be a name that Philadelphia has to consider in that conversation. They're unapologetically, unashamedly in a rebuild. And that is the sort of thing, because he would carry a cap hit through 2026 of $3 million, which among some of the options
that's
that
right.
we're looking at isn't as expensive, isn't the right word. But
you know, I know.
'Cause not all of these players are going to be on the books past this year. So some of them you've used caution around the word rental, which I think is fair to issue. This is a player that would be a part of the group at least for a couple years to go. It's just, can they stomach $3 million? And I know Chat has mentioned he's in a 4C spot right now, which is interesting because he's on the heels of a career year, 18 goals, 43 points, I think, and it's waned. His production this year has waned, and so he's not driving play as much as he did last year, but he's also on the heels of a career year. So can that be something that the Avs use to their advantage in negotiations, that his play has fallen off a little bit this season? Philadelphia is in a vulnerable position. Can that be used in negotiations to their advantage? Because I think looking at their Hajo deal, a very similar logic was applied. Like, he was only one season removed from having had an incredibly productive year, that they're like, well, that's only 2 years ago. So, you know, can we get that level of production here in Colorado? And obviously it hasn't quite worked out. So I'm cautiously bringing up that gamble, but I do wonder if the pro scouting department looks at things like what he was able to accomplish last year with the opportunity and factor that into what he could potentially do in Colorado.
Yeah. And I agree, you know, like with the juice there, I'm not saying, again, you got to go back to what we're saying. The typical 2C might not be available right now. I think Lindholm was the perfect, you know.
Right.
You know, Monahan is like, you know, you got Henry that's even playing the wing. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, it's not, he's not always playing center, right? So I think Laughton, I'm not saying he's a two center. I'm saying it would be very similar in my book to the ad of Lekkonen 2 years ago as a center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you would have never thought. Yeah. By the way, Lekkonen, I think, had 5 goals when he got here that year, and he had a tough year.
A good point.
Probably looked at him as more as a third liner, you know what I mean? Then you put him with guys like Mac and those guys, and you're like, holy crap, you know what I mean? So those Swiss Army knives they find themselves like in good situations. They can help out because they know how to play. So Scott Laughton knows how to play, you know what I mean? So. And that's why, you know, you can put him on the fourth line, you can put him on the third line, second line. You know, he's going to find a way to play the right way and to make guys around him better. You know what I mean? And I say better, it's, you know, it's going to be intense, right? You know, because he's an intense player. And we can jump in right away to Gord, too, if we want, because Yanni Gord is the same thing. It's a lot of money. You know, this is a kid that's never been granted anything. Like, just went in the ECHL and, you know, fought his way to the top and, you know, signed. I don't know him. By the way, I don't know him. And I know he's from Quebec and everything, but I don't know him. But you see stories like that, and then all of a sudden he signs that big deal a couple of years ago, and you can only applaud it and be like, this is cool. You know what I mean? This is a guy that's never drafted and just fought his way. When I say fight, not necessarily fighting, just scratch and claw, right? And that's why in the playoffs last year against the Avs, he was a pain in the butt. And you saw him this year, maybe a month ago against, was it Edmonton? He was chasing everyone around the ice. I love that. I mean, it's just like, this guy's like, he's just intense. He's into it. It'd be awesome. You know, you can imagine having, you know, Colton and, you know, Woody and you know, O'Connor. And then you have, you know, Gordon. And again, we'll always have Rantanen and McKinnon, and you know, which is scary to play against. And then you have those guys to be like, what a pain in the ass they are to play against. You know what I mean? So every face-off, you'd look next to you like, oh, not him again. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people think of Colton. That's what people think of Wood. And, you know, so that's where I add, like, Lawton and then Gord in the kind of the same mix. You know what I mean? And they would bring something that is needed, first of all, in the spring to get to the dance, right? You know, not to get to the dance, but to play in the dance and to be the last, you know, the guy with the crown, right? You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of what it is. Or I do believe, I don't know, would they get rid of him? I have no idea. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I have no idea either. I love
him. I mean, guys like that. Honestly, I would hang on to.
I would too.
They don't grow on trees. They don't. I mean, they're self-made guys. They're, you know what I mean? Like, and it's, I'm talking about Gord, you know, self-made guy, never drafted, and just, you know, pushes the pace and goes. And every day, you know, he seems like a private watch practices sometimes. You know, they come to Pep Ball Arena and you see the morning schedule. I mean, you can see, like, he's got some pace to his, to his demeanor, you know what I mean? Like in practice and games, it's fun to see. You can tell he probably just a loud mouth in the locker room, which is good.
Yeah, him and Byron actually were,
right?
were quite vocal with each other.
That's what I'm saying, you know, unique guys like that, you know, so it's fun and, you know, it lets the big guys concentrate and not waste their time. And, you know what I mean? Guys like that, they thrive on wasting their and get people off their games. And so, yeah, that'd be an interesting name. Again, there's a lot of money there. I don't know how you make that work. I know you make that work. You have to shed salary. So, I mean, again, to what extent the Avs are, I'm sure they've looked at it. And I'm sure they've called them. And I'm sure that 31 teams have called on that guy. But then again, Seattle's right there too. I mean, not, in the West, there. I mean, guys are, no one's really out. I'm talking about the Seattles and LA and Nashville and St. Louis and, you know, like everybody's in that pack. So, made a name interesting to see if.
Absolutely. If
Seattle, the Kraken, you know, falls off a little
takes
bit.
Takes any calls for him, like not necessarily Colorado as a destination, because I think it would come at a high cost. Yeah. And that is upwards of $5 million on the book for at least one more year past this one. Yeah. But love the fit. And I think the point that you mentioned about Gord makes him a player that doesn't grow on trees is the championship mentality.
That's it.
And there aren't a lot of players out there who can say that. And even Scott Laughton, to some extent, his career year comes on a Philadelphia group having a historic low of a season under a new coach. And so I don't think those are the kinds of things you discount too readily. But for Gord especially, it's a pipe dream. You know, he's in this list because I would love a player like that.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I don't. It's on C-Mac's list. Don't worry. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you have the same list. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, that was a good call by you. I agree. But again, you never know until
you make that phone call. I won't say never.
Right?
Until you make that phone call. Like Bowen Byram and the All-Star money.
Exactly. That's delusional.
That's a little delusional.
Speaking of which, let me get to my stuff, right? Big game Sunday coming up. Super Bowl, right? It's not this weekend. No, next weekend. Whatever you call that. Not this weekend, next weekend, right? Yeah. So we're brought to you by Bet365. So speaking of the big game, so at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every touchdown, every game, every point, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar, like a couple, you know, Yanni Gord trades here. You get a better price on chosen markets for select games with Bet365 Boost or Bet365 Super Boost. You can even get in on our very own custom bet. Keep an eye out each week for the new bets on bet365.com. Ride with DNVR and place your bets using code DNVR365 at sign up. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That is 1-800-GAMBLER. We're also brought to you by Empire Today. You know, Empire Today, you get shop at home convenience, the right product to your needs, quick and professional installation. Our philosophy is to help you find what you need, kind of like the Avs trying to find what they need. That's at good. Center position, right? Not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutes. We will take on the thousands of
we'll do that
substitutes. You know, floor flooring is all Empire Today does. We live and breathe flooring, so you can be confident you are getting honest upfront advice. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive a $350 off discount when they use the promo code DNVR. Restrictions apply. See EmpireToday.com/DNVR for details. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Man, it's fun when there's trades like that. You know what I mean? Because yeah. It just kind of makes you antsy, makes you jittery, makes you excited, and who knows? I've never seen an all-star break like
this with this. This is weird. Moves,
like
yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are two pretty big moves. I was listening to Lindholm today that he was on his flight back from Mexico to Calgary when he got text message through his phone. You know, like I think he must have been on the plane. And he's like, yeah. Oh crap. Like, I think I got dealt. You know what I mean? And it was halfway through the flight. It's funny nowadays. It's so much easier to get alerted that you've been traded. You know yeah. what I mean? Usually because you get traded, usually it goes to a trade call, right? And then once the trade call is approved at the league, then the respective GMs are like, hey, I'm going to let Tiff know and, you know, you're going to let whatever, Lindholm know that they've been traded and... but sometimes people are doing stuff like, you know what I mean? It happens at any hour of the day. So yeah. You can't reach them. And then they'll usually text each other saying, hey, got a hold of him. Good. He's all yours. Now. You know what I mean? So, but Lindholm, that's funny because he's in the air, you know what I mean? In Mexico. So, you know, nobody was really trying to get, you know, couldn't get a hold of him. And all of a sudden you see that, you know, mid flight. It's funny because you're like, oh God, where am I going? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Hurt.
Pretty cool. I got traded once. So, I mean, again, we had cell phones, but we didn't, it's not like we left the house with our cell phones. Like it's such a different era, right?
Yeah. You know what
I mean? And Jill and I went to the movies. We were in LA and we went to like a 4 o'clock movie and then a 7 o'clock movie, you know, no kids at the time. It's like, yeah. Oh, great. Oh, double header movies. Wow. You know what I mean? It's fun. Anyway, and then we got home and then. I think we just picked up food, started eating. TV was on the ESPN, and I saw the ticker, and I'm like, huh? I saw it on the ticker, and I'm like, holy schnikeskis, I got traded. You know what I mean? Like, then you go to find your phone. Where's my phone? You know what I mean? And then you go find your phone, then you see, like, you know, 20 missed calls, and, you know, messages like, oh, shoot, you know? So it's a little different. Nowadays, everybody has their phones with them. And
yeah.
But it's always weird. Even Lindholm knowing he was going to get traded, it's funny that it happens, like, mid-flight. You know what I mean? So there's some funny stories when it comes down to trades and stuff. And, you know, so, I mean, you could write books about that. That'd be fun. That'd be a good book. I should write that book.
That's a good book.
You got AJ yeah, or Rudo really to write. Like or you. You guys are writers. Not me, but I could tell the stories. You guys write them.
Yeah.
You know? all right. Now we get back to... what we're saying, and it's funny this time of year too. And take the LA Kings today, same thing. We talked about it last week on when the Avs played the Kings. I mean, I don't remember the prediction start of the year. I believe you were one of them, or one. I was really high on the Kings. Yeah, you and me were high on LA, and I think the boys were too. Right, like
yeah,
Adrian.
They were up there.
I think we were
sure.
all up there. I really believed in them this year. I thought goaltending was average, you know, but I said they'll get by it. Keep going back to Vegas, you know, like, you know, they'll get by it. And then they could do no wrong. I mean, that first game of the year, Avs 4-3, whatever it was, the first game, yeah. As well, it was a heck of a hockey game. And
oh,
I was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
we're like, okay, we have, yeah, remember, like, all right, this is going to be a good team. And sure enough, they were awesome. They could do nothing wrong. It's funny how you hit a stride, all of a sudden that you lose one, you lose two, you lose three, you lose four. You're like, oh my God. And you get in that skid, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're a good team or, you know, a struggling team like San Jose. You know what I mean? Like, those skids are tough to stop. They're tough. And this is where the Avalanche have been masterful for a few years, which they never have a segment where they're, you know, 1-9 in their 10-game segments or 2-8. It's rare. Like, it never happens. It's not rare. It never happens with the Avs. I'm talking about the last 3-4 years. So for LA, they hit that skid. Goaltending got worse than it was. You know what I mean? I think Cam, you know, and then Copley got hurt season-ending. And, you know, Rittich has had, like, I think he's got a 5-1 record, so it's been okay. But, I mean, whatever. But I think that goaltending went south a little bit. Their special teams weren't as good. And then, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois, a lot's been said about it. Like, you know, he's caught a lot of crap, with all the reasons, right? And then all of a sudden, LA is, I mean, look at the difference with Edmonton. You know what I mean? Like, where Edmonton is, I mean, it's kind of crazy. You would have looked 20 games ago, like, you're like, there's no way they're in the same category. And next thing you know, now Edmonton's ahead. You know what I mean? Like, it's absurd. And what does that do? Then it costs Todd McLellan his job, you know, which... hey, listen, you never want to see somebody that puts a lot of hard work and, you know, but it just wasn't working. You know, it didn't seem like it was working. It seemed like that was their only answer right now to Todd's been there, what, 5 years?
Yep.
I want to say I read something today that there's been 13 coaches new in the NHL since last spring. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I just feel lately the last few years, and this is where I'll say it again, raise my hat to Joe at the time, like Bednar, and you know, like sticking by him, and you know, I think he was grateful, Bednar, you know, lifting the Stanley Cup. You could see the emotion, but I mean, the shelf life of a coach right now in the National Hockey League is absolutely crazy. Like, they all drop.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Lane Lambert. What was that? A year and a half, and you know, I mean, I'm just saying, it just goes. It's crazy, and it seems like. It's the only thing you can do. I know this is the old cliche. You can't trade 20 guys. You know, you fire the coach. I get that, you know. But it still doesn't make it fun. You know what I mean? This is a guy that worked hard. He's a good coach. He'll bounce back. He's a highly paid coach. Was given an extension right this year. So 1 year extension. A lot of money. But well deserved. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, we don't wish anything, especially on Western Conference teams. You know what I mean? You don't wish any harm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's kind of somebody lost their job, but you know, something needed to be done in LA. I mean, it just wasn't, we said it, we were looking at the game, I think last Sunday against St. Louis. And I'm like, man, if they lose, they're in trouble, which they ended up losing. Right.
Yeah.
And then I watched our last game against Nashville 2 days ago. Cause I was like, it's must see hockey.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're like, what is going on with that team? And they won by the skin of their teeth. Nashville hit 4 posts in the last 10 minutes. They gave up a ton of chances. Like, it was, you know, it was Nashville should have won the game. You know what I mean? So you can tell they didn't play a good LA Kings hockey game, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was it. You know, they went back and they were getting their break, and next thing you know, it's Rob Blake and staff have to do something that's not fun to do. And I know Blakey doesn't like that kind of stuff. Nobody does. Nobody does. I mean, and there's nobody in this world that liked to fire people and let go of people. It's not fun. And then, so anyway, good luck to Todd. And, you know, but, you know, it's something that needed to be done. Now the assistant coach takes over, right? He's familiar with the team and didn't have to do anything. Thought it would go dig maybe in the minors with Marco Sturm, you know, but they didn't, which is fine. I mean, again, this is interim. But they're going to try to, you know, just right in the ship with Hiller, you know, and guys seem to like him. So hopefully they're doing good, but not too good. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
because
we root for the Avs, and that's what we do. But again, another bombshell this morning with that kind of stuff. So now let's move on to a little bit to the All-Star game.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Tiff likes the Bublé. You know, press conference, that was funny. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. That was funny.
He later tried to walk it back with Steve Dangle and said he wasn't actually on shrooms and he just loves bread, which didn't convince me that he wasn't on shrooms.
Will Arnett's face was so funny. Tiff showed me and it's like, he's like, whoa. He was like, you know, his face was like, whoa, what are you saying?
And Will Arnett's a funny guy.
Oh, so yeah.
He's like, what?
I mean, what he just, you know, it was funny. It was funny. But it seemed like it was good, the draft yesterday, right? I don't know if you...
The answer is no. I will not be the oldest draft pick the Vancouver Canucks I've ever been.
Oh, no.
You, you're a really good hockey. You got good hands. You've got silky mitts, my brother.
You are the first person who's ever told me that.
Because I'm the first real ever hockey fan. My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So, I'll be honest, I thought I was in blaze of glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy I'm in the NHL All-Star game. We literally are the heart and soul of these teams. And if they win, it'll be because of us. And if they lose, it will be because of us. All of my texts, it was people, congratulations on being chosen to go to the All-Star game. And I was like, congratulations, I'm a superstar. Thank you. The answer is no. I will not be the oldest draft.
That was interesting.
That's sure interesting. You think you should walk that back? I want to know what the NHL is thinking. Like, you know, everyone was like, what's Tate McRae? Why is she qualified to be there? And I'm like, why is Michael Bublé there? I don't know.
Because he's Canadian. That's why.
And they all are ambassadors of the game. Will Arnett included. Yeah. Justin Bieber, of course, is so tight with the Toronto team and Austin Matthews. But they're all ambassadors of the game. And they all approached it very differently.
It was fun. I mean, they're all Canadian, too. They're all like a lot. I mean, well, Tate McRae's from Calgary, though, right?
Yes.
I want to say Arnett's from Toronto. Bieber's from Toronto. I mean, Ontario, you know. And I think Michael Bublé is a BC
from
guy.
BC, I think so, because he's linked to Vancouver.
Yeah, he loves his Canucks. But anyway, it was fun. It's fun to watch. I mean, there was, you know, some fun picks and, you know, whatever, like guys picking their, you know, their the teams and, you know, mixed in with the PW.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm saying it right. You know, PWHL. It was awesome. It was awesome to see. It was awesome to see that events were in the community like the last couple of days. And, you know, it's fun that they get everybody involved. And I think Bedard's there, even though he's hurt, right? So it's kind of nice. It's your turn to give back the league. And we talk about it, the sponsorships. And it's interesting to see everybody, how they react and how they mingle with the people. And but again, it was fun to see the PWHL, like, you know, get that 3-on-3 game. And you know, Mary Philip Poulin, not a big deal, you know,
no
a big deal
kidding.
Not
just the a big lead deal league scorer type.
She's good. Alex Carpenter went to prep school I went to too. So, well, I played against her dad, Bobby, but she's, yeah, she went to same prep school as Max. So
that's awesome.
She's older, I'm saying, but yeah, her jersey's all over the rink and, you know, I think it's cool. So it's pretty cool to watch the girls or the woman are involved in the festivities. And I think they've done a good job and, you know, is today now the skills? It's today.
Today should be skills.
Today should be skills, and hopefully Kale wins and Bo Barnes like this right now with his finger crossed. Like,
and Devontae.
Come on.
Apparently he's in on this.
Come on.
100K for the decor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
he just doesn't fall over.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for. No kidding. Like, knowing his lingering LBI issues.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt, Kale.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think it's fun. I think the boys are gonna have some fun, right? It's funny to see Vancouver has six guys and Toronto has five, and you know, we have three, right? The Avs have three.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And
it's all
future
good.
Avs Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
For four.
Yeah, I know. I see that earlier, Sidney Crosby. I'm gonna say this with conviction. Sidney Crosby will never be anything but a Pittsburgh Penguin. So, I is the hill I'm going to die on. You know what I mean? Like, it's never going to happen. I mean, do I love him? I love him. Oh, my God. I admire that player so much. Just the way he talks and plays. And, you know, that would be unreal. That would be unreal. Like, to see him as an Avalanche, you know. But, yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. We can dream. We can hope. But I do believe there's a few more names to that. Yesterday we mentioned Monahan, and boom, he was gone this morning. I do believe Hanifin's next, you know. He's not signing in Calgary. He's not staying there. This is a team that will – anybody that wants, you know, a guy that can skate, that can play minutes, that's durable, that's got almost 700 games played in the league and just turned 27, which is absurd. Impacts, you know, the game, PPPK, all that kind of stuff you want to use. Someone's, you know, it's going to go after them.
Yeah.
I don't think the Avalanche are.
No,
you know, in my eyes, not a fit
need.
For the Avs. They don't have that
need.
Somebody
will need him.
But somebody will need. So this is a name you should see next few days come off the board. Then there's also, I'm going to bring it back up. Let's talk about it. He got hurt right before. I still believe it was an accident. But Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, I do believe the Avs are going for a goalie, and again, a secondary goalie, which Flower is now.
Yes, you know,
he would be an awesome fit. I'll give you the floor for that. But I do believe that there is that, and I know we've talked about it, but it's time to talk about it again because it's heating up, and then things are falling off. So when the dominoes start to go, we all know in the goalie aspect of things, there's him, there's Jake Allen.
Yeah.
He's next. So I don't know what your thoughts are on Flower. You weren't here that day when we talked about him. So I'm curious to see what you think. Or Jake Allen.
Yeah. You know,
as an app fit.
The PHLY, Charlie O'Connor, did a beat-wide all-city roundtable recently. Yep. And that was my deadline train that I want to see happen is in bringing Marc-Andre Fleury to the Avs. You know, he dashed Avs fans' hopes in the Vegas series, but he's just so well respected and likable. He is a veteran player with 3-time Stanley Cup championship pedigree to his name. I don't see Minnesota necessarily being inclined to help a Central Division opponent, so I don't know what kind of deal that might include, but I would hope it could be possible because I think he would help support Georgiev in that, you know. The workload hasn't really been addressed still for Georgiev, and that is a need for a backup that they trust enough to get in games and get Georgiev some scheduled nights off. And down the line in a 7-game series, I would trust Marc-Andre Fleury if the chips were down and needed it to get in a game because we saw what a Western Conference final with Pavel Francouz looked like. And they need to have those kinds of preparations because Ivan Prozvatov couldn't sweep the Western Conference final.
No.
It's just the bottom line. So they need that support. I'm high on Marc-Andre Fleury for the goaltender and the person that he is. And so that's maybe a little bit of a pipe dream, but.
No, but I think this is what it's going to come down to. Billy Guerin, like, he was a good person. Obviously, got a history with him in Pittsburgh. Billy cutting his teeth in management there, and then Marc-Andre being a player. They do have a history there of, you know, even winning together, right? I think it comes down to, listen, where do you want to go? You know what I mean? And I don't think they're going to stand in the way of, well, first of all, do you want to go?
Right.
He's at a stage in his life. He's got three cups. Part of me says he's still playing because he wants to win.
Yeah.
It's not just because he wants to play and hang out and be
no,
with the fellas.
I agree.
I mean, there's all that. And he's a prankster. And I think he'd be great for the locker room. Be great for Georgiev, like you said. I totally agree with everything you said. I think it comes down to does he believe the Avalanche can win a Stanley Cup? Because when it comes down to those things and you have a choice, and I'm assuming he'll get the choice. Sound like Claude Giroux had the choice a couple years back, right? Guys do have the choice. And you want to help out your asset. And hey, listen, thank you for being so good to us. And where do you want to go? And I mean, you would think the Avalanche is a good destination for him, you know? And then considering all the situations that he would play some games, he could potentially be in there. He could really be helpful for the guy that's trying to figure out what he is as a goalie in the NHL, right? Especially through playoffs. He would be great for the locker room with his pranks and all that kind of stuff. And he's got the pedigree. He's the same goalie that he was back then. That's what I was trying to read earlier. What does it say? Vaguely says...
MAF dead.
Dead?
Yeah. I don't know what he means. I don't think it's bad.
Or deaf? Definitely?
No, I think he means death. Like injured.
Dead, no. We all know he got hurt. And, you know, I do believe he's back skating. So I do believe you're going to see him back out here. He's going to get dealt. I mean, again, if he wants to play, he's getting dealt. I mean, is it to Edmonton? Is it, you know, again, you do the math. You just look. You look at the 32 teams. Oh, the Avalanche are definitely looking for a goalie, you know. And don't think the management doesn't do that either of teams that are selling to goalies. You know, don't think like Montreal doesn't know that. No, they have three, and then they know exactly who the teams are, you know what I mean, to make a trade with. Could be even like, what was I reading? Is it the Rangers? Oh, no, that was from Monahan. They were saying it was an old, like, fighting stories between Drury and Gordon and Montreal, whatever. It had nothing to do with goalies. But what I'm trying to say is they do have a list and they know exactly who to call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, everything's out there. I mean, it's just they have boards and like we do, and like fans do, like Chad does, like, you know, oh, this would be great, you know. So I do believe there's Allen, there's Fleury. I don't know anything else that would make sense. I'm talking about UFA, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I don't think someone's going to move soon. And once you move, then those two will be gone within back-to-back days. Just like you saw Lindholm and Monahan. It's going to be, I don't know if it's tomorrow or in 2 days.
There's a desperate need.
It's going to be boom, boom. You know what I mean? Because then you know, oh God, they wanted him. And then the next day they'll be like, hey. Or not next day, next minute. They'll be calling that team. It's a domino, right? So I think it's... you know, and I see Anthony talking about Fleury, like, being close to his family. Absolutely. And again, kids are getting older, but you're talking about, this is my last hurrah. You know what I mean? This is my last hurrah. This is 2 months. You know what I mean? He's not moving here for 7 years.
Right.
He's moving here for 2 months, you know, give and take. I mean, you're hoping for 2.5 months, right?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, 2.5 months.
I mean, the end there of the season plus go. 2 months of, you know what I mean, of dancing. So it'll be interesting to see. I do believe that this is a pressing need for the Avs. We've talked about it. We talk about it all the time. It'll be interesting to see what comes of it, especially with the movement here a couple of days ago and today. I know it's not a goalie, but it's players.
It's right up there, though, because it's also a thin market and there's teams with desperate need for goaltending. I think we'll start seeing some teams give up a lot just to replenish that. And I don't think the Avs have to because they're looking at a backup position.
Yep.
So hopefully that doesn't really affect their needs and what they need to offer up for it.
But it'll be interesting to see. Like, I'm convinced now. Like, I'm convinced it's Henrique. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then again, like, things might have changed in all the last 2 days, like especially today, and what it costs for Monahan. Like, I don't know, maybe. And then what is the other plan? Is the other plan to go, like we talked about, is it, you know, make a trade like a Lawton or Gord or all the names that we talked about? It'll be interesting to see. But who else? We had Hanifin. We had that were like, will they? You know what I mean?
You,
like,
threw out Patrick Kane. I think. Oh, that's, yes, a fun
I, because I was driving. Then I heard that and I was like, made me think. You know what I mean? Like, because he did sign a 2-year deal, right? You know what I mean? And then what if Detroit's another? I mean, I don't think so. I agree with you. I think it's more, you know, obviously being injured again than, you know, not injured, but whatever. He's close to coming back. But, you know, it's a tough injury to come back from. And I think it was more like feeling his way around. But it was an interesting question because I was listening to NHL Network on driving down yesterday and I was like, I never thought about that. You know what I mean? So, which I don't think it would happen. I think there was an understanding. You're talking about small family and, you know, young family. And
yeah.
I think he's signed there. He's like, okay, this is where I'm going for 2 years. And, you know, I don't want to get dealt this year. If we're a borderline team, I want to, you know, I want to be there. I want to be there for the answers for next year and all that kind of stuff. So it's just an interesting name, you know, that I heard. And, you know, I'm not saying it makes sense. I don't think it does.
I think it did once upon a time.
Yeah.
I think the Avs had interest in
Kane. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But now that he's signed and, you know what I mean, like, you know, in the entry and, you know, he's back, but he's not fully back. And, you know what I mean? So it's like teams are thinking to be like, all right. And he's probably made it known, like, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere. You know what I mean? I'm good.
Hopefully,
I'm signed for next year, you know.
Hopefully by now it's known. Because I know back in November when he signed, Pierre LeBrun teased that part of the signing was the potential strategy if Detroit wasn't sure of their position around December, that he could be a piece that's optioned out there around the deadline. Now, they're 13th in the league, so they're not really out of it. They're just not definitively in it. They're 5th in the Eastern Division, so they're fringe right now. They kind of need to decide what they're going to be. So I wouldn't totally rule it out, but I think I'm inclined, like you, to believe it's probably not going to happen.
I agree. And then one more name. I mean, man, I got to look at my notes, but it was, we talked about it. Bear with me for a second here.
No worries.
I got to look at my notes, you and I's notes. It was, UC Saros.
That's right.
I mean, signed, different than Fleury, different than... But now that Nashville, like, again, I watched a game 2 days ago. I mean, Brunette's got them playing pretty good. I mean, they're right there. People thought they wouldn't be scoring goals. They're actually scoring goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Saros, I like Saros. You know what I mean? Like, again, he's having the same year as he did, like, a couple years ago when he was, like, a Vezina Trophy. I mean.
It's a little bit down.
A little bit down. You know what I mean? And that's probably why they're thinking, okay, you know. What if we get the moon for him? And again, it makes you think, right? You know,
and I think
so
they could ask for it.
That's right, because you know Nashville's like, are we winning the Stanley Cup realistically? Yes or no? I think the answer is no. That's me. You know, so
I agree.
I think you have to be honest with yourself, and that's why I'm like, UC Saros, does he make sense? Like, and I know, man, we'll touch up on Edmonton here in a second, but you know, man, is it crazy the ride? But then again. On the flip side of things, they've been unbelievable in net the last 20 games, right? He flipped the season around, right? Where he couldn't stop a puck, now he can't lose a game. And his numbers are absolutely unbelievable. But you still have, you know, Calvin Pickard, no offense to Calvin, like, but, you know, as a backup. And then you got Jack Campbell that you couldn't stand and you put, you know, in the minors, and you know, all of a sudden you're going to say to yourself, hey, we're winning like 20 games in a row right now, but all goaltending is fine. Well, because it wasn't fine 20 games ago, I'm saying. So then all of a sudden it's a different season. So what do you do if you're the Oilers? I don't know. I do you stay like, I don't know, Stuart Skinner's our guy and this is it, you know what I mean? And this is, we're strong in that, and then you cross your fingers until it goes south, like Rudo always says that, right? It's good until it's not, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, now you're like, huh, God, we didn't address it. And that's all it costs you jobs, right? It does. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh my God, You didn't see the signs. You know what I mean? They were all there for half a season, the start of the year or whatever it was, 25 games. Now, because you had a 25-game run, you're like, oh, you don't need to address anything. I don't know. It's a tough, tough situation to look at.
You know? It is, especially for Nashville, because they made pretty bold decisions parting ways with some of the veteran players of their group and moving on from Duchesne and Johansson, and didn't use the word rebuild, but it felt a lot like it was entering that territory. And they have excellent goaltending. They have young goaltending in Askarov that is coming up the ranks and could be a starter for them in the near future. So it makes a piece like Saros perhaps expendable. And there's a desperate goaltending market this year. There's been a lot of injuries to teams. I could see Edmonton being a team that's calling about Saros. Yeah. I could see Carolina, New Jersey. And it'll have to be the right return.
But it is.
I think it would be worth listening to if I'm Nashville, because they need to replenish a little bit of their identity.
Well, if they got to sit in their boardroom and take a break and, you know, put their feet up a little bit, think a little bit about the future, they can think a little bit about snacks at Circle K, you know, the inner circle, because join the Circle K's inner circle for free today, like the Predators should do. Use the QR code, enter your email and phone number to be fully enrolled. After that, all you need is your phone number to get deals, including 25 cents off your first five fill-ups and more. Sign up with the QR code on screen or visit www.circlek.com/inner-circle for more information. Get a free any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K's by texting DNVR to 31310. That's DNVR to the number 31310. Message and data rates may apply. This is the word I struggle with. See, I can't do it. The tongue can't do it.
Which one is it?
Periodic. I can't say the word. Like, the tongue doesn't let me do it. Recurring messages per month.
Because he's French.
Yeah, I know, because I'm French. Yeah, sorry. It just, there's words that it doesn't like. Yeah. It's like develop. Like, you know what I mean? For years I was saying develop, and I couldn't get myself to do it. It's unreal. Like, it's like you don't want to hear Patrick Waugh say analytics. It's not good. Anyway. Recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. So I apologize for the French tongue there. Also brought to you by American Raptors Infinity Park. That's awesome. Love rugby. Those athletes are freaking machines.
They love
it.
Yeah.
I love rugby people. The American Raptors, Colorado's only professional rugby team, are set to return to action on February 16th. They'll kick off their 2024 Super Rugby America's campaign in Argentina. I love it. And you can catch their games on ESPN Plus. Rugby, fun sport. I suggest you watch it. Those guys, like I said, or girls, are absolute machines. Real athletes. Witness all the fast-paced, hard-hitting rugby action live at the Infinity Park in Glendale when the Raptors embark on a six-game homestand starting on Sunday, March 17th. Tickets are only $10. So bring your friends, family. I might go. If we have a day off, I'm going to go to Infinity Park and spend your Sundays at Rugby Town USA. Visit AmericanRaptors.com for more information on the team and to purchase your tickets now. Third period, DNVR Avalanche podcast. I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, skills today. All-star game tomorrow. Avs have a practice Sunday.
Yeah.
Early. So guys, guys that are not at the all-star game, I'm sure they're back from their few days away, which they should be back. Guys like Zach Parise, we talked about it. It's going to be fun. Get a little practice early Sunday morning at Family Sports, right?
Yeah.
And then going to Eastern time zones again. So earlier flight than usual and be ready to play the New York Rangers Monday.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. It's Saturday All-Star game and then Monday you're playing. So it's not a heavy schedule. Monday in the National Hockey League is only a couple games, but listen, the Avs have they're hitting their stride. We all know that. It'll be interesting to see where Parise slots in. Obviously, we saw Lecky that came back. still missing, obviously, on Val. Not missing, but waiting on.
Right.
On what, you know, what's going to happen in a sense, time-wise. We all know what's happening, but time-wise on Val. And obviously, Gabe, we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Months from now, you know, right. Like not.
Great to see him.
Yeah, it's awesome. But just to get back in the beat right now, get back and get everybody back on track here. It's, so, you know, obviously Bo was back.
Yeah.
So we're missing to talk about right now on missing pieces. That would be it, correct? Am I missing anyone?
No. I'm trying to think.
Just kind of Lekkonen now. I mean, not Lekkonen's back. Obviously, Bo's back. Yeah, anyway, Val is obviously right. Well wishes to him. It'll be interesting to see how the Az respond coming out of the break. It's hard to do with one practice. And again, everybody's in the same boat, you know, same thing with New York. So right. There's no excuse. The only excuse is the Avs do have to travel like, you know, 4 or 5 hours in the time zones, but you should be fresh. You should be ready to go. Yeah. So there shouldn't be any excuses Monday. I think you get going, you get on track right away. Georgiev will have seen some pucks there today and tomorrow, so it's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll get morning skate Monday. Everybody that needed their rest will have gotten their rest. You would think that Kale and those guys got some rest here earlier in the week.
Absolutely.
You know, time away from the rink. And sometimes it's just so nice to just not put your gear on and just do something else than going to practice.
Yeah.
It sounds stupid. It was just a walk in the dog. And, you know, even if you didn't get out of town, you know, I'm sure most of them got out of town. But if you didn't get out of town, it's kind of nice, especially if you have kids and stuff, to just drive them to school, pick them up from school, hang out. You know what I mean? It makes a big, you know, it's kind of fun and makes something different. So I expect the Avalanche team to be ready to go Monday. This is the last stretch, right? 30 games or so. And then I think Parisi came. I think you should see someone. I do believe there is someone coming in on the between the pipes. And I do believe that there'll be obviously a forward coming in. So,
yeah,
you're right. I
absolutely.
Mean, those are the wish lists and those are the things. But I think those are realistic things that will happen. And yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think it'll be a boost.
What's your most, you know, just to close up things, like what are you most excited about Monday? You know, because it's been so weird. There hasn't been any games and it's like, it's weird. You know what I mean? So it's a good reset for all of us too and Tiff and everybody. And it's kind of nice to not be crazy. But what are you looking forward to most Monday?
I think individually, Parise is probably going to have a very average game. But I think there's going to be excitement around having him moving forward.
Good point.
I'm excited to see how the team responds to this new addition. I think that it already felt like they were really wanting this addition.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be excited to be playing with him, have him a part of the team moving forward. And I'm excited to just, it'll, you know, you don't want to jump to conclusions after just one game when you see it. But I think it'll be so much easier to see his fit, too.
I like it. Tiff, anything for Monday?
Good stuff.
Well, Megan's going to go because she knows I'm the worst. I can't read. I can't see. I can read. I can't see.
We had a super chat from our gal, Melanie. She is always giving a super chat. Such a good viewer, listener. Just wanted to say hi. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for your content. And then Flats gave us Swedish money. Should Avs wait until the deadline to make their deals or get them done ASAP? Cheers and skull.
I like it.
And I think they should move on their own time.
What's that?
They should move on their own time. I don't know. I don't necessarily know that it needs to happen quick, but I'm anxious to see what they do. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, give us a like. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, you know, YouTube. We are off. Tomorrow, Sunday, Avs are back at her Monday. New York Rangers, doesn't get better than that. World's most famous arena, MSG. It's going to be exciting. It's always fun to see the Rangers. And Tiff's going to be there. Megan's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Rudo will be back. And AJ could be back soon.
Soon.
So we're... Gang, we'll be all back together here very soon. And again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And thanks for being part of our chats every day. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we wish you a good weekend.
Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.